You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
Today, the Bedford Village Archaeological Site is a living history museum dedicated to showing you how people lived in colonial America. But before the first Europeans started settling America, it was a Monongahela village.
This is episode 326 for the 22nd November, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and this is ARC 365, a podcast today in 2017. This episode is written by Richie Cruz. The Bedford Village Archaeological Site is a multi-component Native American village site that contain artifacts dating from the late Archaic period through the Monongahela period in Bedford County, Pennsylvania. The majority of the artifacts, however, dated from the Monongahela period, and like many other Monongahela villages, it was already abandoned before the first European settlers arrived in the area and immediately turned into farmland once they did arrive. The site was built in a typical Monongahela manner with a palisade of tall logs that had sharpened tops, forming a solid wall around numerous oval-shaped houses, typically 23 feet in diameter, and an entry point that was guarded by a maze-like structure. The village was further defended by its location above a marsh at the highest point of a terrace along the Raisedtown branch of the Juanita River. That made it difficult to approach unseen. The site was known to locals for many years as a place where one could find arrowheads and other Native American artifacts, but it was not formally investigated until the construction of the Old Bedford Village. Initial investigations of the site began in 1977, with more extensive excavation being carried out by Pennsylvania State University in the summers of 1979 and 1980. Excavations were limited by the newly built Old Bedford Village, which severely impacted the site. The site was almost entirely covered by buildings, utility lines, a gravel road, and middens, which are garbage pits. It may have been buried by earth-moving equipment used during construction. The depths at which much of the cultural deposits at the site sit at, however, means that as much as three-fourths of the site was unaffected by construction. The style of artifacts and features found there also show that the site was likely only inhabited for a short time, maybe as short as two generations. This high degree of preservation, along with the recovery of a wide variety of artifacts that gave archaeologists a better picture of how the Monongahela people lived, led to its listing on the National Register of Historic Places in 1984. Thank you. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor ARC 365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.